One other issue that we've become aware of are the that there can be a lot of cultural differences mm-hmm. that show up in the courts. Mm-hmm. The courts are largely a Western kind of law or justice, and many of the witnesses coming, they may be coming from villages, mm-hmm. they may have experience in sort of, let's say, African concepts mm-hmm. about place and time and notions of justice that might be quite different than the way in which the court operates. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that play out with the prosecution, and are there lessons to be learned with respect to, you know, how those different systems can be addressed? Mm-hmm.
No, it's these offenses took place in Rwanda. Rwanda speaks Kinyarwanda. Rwanda. Let's take the language issue, for instance. It speaks Kinyarwanda. Rwanda. You have a team of international staff here. Even if many of them are from Africa, they don't speak Kinyarwanda. Rwanda. They don't understand Kinyarwanda. Rwanda. And there may be different cultural differences also between where they come from and what happens in Rwanda. And we found that it's absolutely essential to integrate Rwandan staff into the process, especially at the level of the Office of the Prosecutor. And so as a result, what we've done, we've had Rwandan associate investigators working with the international staff in Kigali. We have language assistants, Rwandan language assistants who help us with the documentation. We have Rwandan trial attorneys and appeals counsel, all of them working here. And that helps us mm-hmm. not just to be able to overcome the language issue, but also to understand, mm-hmm. to understand the witnesses much more. I mean, you need that. It's absolutely essential.
Can you think of a particular story or situation that...
Not off head as such, but it's we find it is absolutely essential to work alongside the Rwandans. Mm-hmm. They do translations for us. They act as intermediaries with the Rwandans. Mm-hmm. They explain things to us. For instance, I mean, in I'll give you an example. In many African societies, when you're talking of sexual violence, I mean, explicit reference to the sexual act is something that is not done. It's not done at all. It's considered unacceptable. Instead, the language used to refer to the act is something, if you are a foreigner or if you don't come from part that tradition, you will not understand. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of the vocabulary used does not, to an outsider, mm-hmm. may not mean that act at all. Mm-hmm. So you need a Rwandan to be able mm-hmm. to explain to you that when the witness says this, mm-hmm. what she actually meant is that mm-hmm. the act of sexual violence occurred. Mm-hmm. So it's important mm-hmm. to be aware of that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Because she will not refer to the act explicitly. She'll use a kind of language, like for instance, that he lifted the hem of my dress, mm-hmm. and that's all. Mm-hmm. But what she actually means is that he engaged in sexual intercourse with me. Mm-hmm. So you need that sort of understanding, and it only comes from working with the, mm-hmm. the Rwandan staff in the team. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And within the courts then, mm-hmm. is it possible that the way in which the Rwanda woman expresses that mm-hmm. can serve to represent that act?
That is one of the issues we've been mm-hmm. considering in our best practices, because we say to ourselves, if that is the witness's explanation or description of the act, why should the judicial process insist on the witness coming there and talking explicitly in the language of the court rather than in her language about the act? But the defense counsel take the position. You know, they will cross-examine the witness. They want an explicit reference. And that embarrasses the witness. It puts off witnesses from coming forward to talk about it. So there's a need for the courts to accept that sort of language, to understand that when that phrase is used, this is actually what is meant. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the things we're trying to push through.
So if something like that is to be pushed through, mm-hmm. how does that process happen within the courts?
Within the court. I think what you could do is you bring in an expert on Kinyarwanda language and culture who will testify as an expert mm-hmm. that the vocabulary relating to sexual violence is this and this and this and this. When this phrase is used, this is what it means, and so on and so forth. I think if you do that first and the court accepts that expert's testimony, then when the witness comes, you don't need to go into any details. She can use her own language and the court can understand from the expert that this is actually what she meant. It may not stop the defense from trying to be terrible in their cross-examination, and I think that's one thing that puts off the witnesses. But I think that's one of the ways in which we could deal with that problem, and we may do so in the next cases.